Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was a one-hit wonder of sorts who made only six career starts and never raced beyond March of his three-year-old season. But he was also a champion and he had a patriotic name. His name was Hoist the Flag. Bred by New York financier John Schiff, Hoist the Flag was foaled on March 31, 1968 in Kentucky. A bay colt, he was from the first crop sired by 1965 Preakness winner and champion three-year-old male Tom Rolfe, while his maternal grandsire was former Triple Crown winner War Admiral. Sustaining an eye injury while being shipped to the yearling sales in the summer of 1969, Hoist the Flag sold for $37,000 to Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Clark of Middleburg, Virginia. Veteran Maryland-based horseman Sidney Waters Jr. would train the colt, and Waters later remarked that he had been ready to advise the Clarks to bid a great deal more if necessary. Waters correctly believed the colt's eye injury to be temporary, and he was thrilled to get the colt for less than $40,000. Hoist the Flag was a big, handsome, strong colt with a small white star on his forehead. He would not start until September of his two-year-old year, but his debut finally came on September 11, 1970 in a six-furlong maiden special weight at Belmont Park. Jean Cruguet, 31 years of age and a native of France, was named to ride. Cruguet, of course, would gain fame 7 years later by winning the Triple Crown aboard Seattle Slough. In his debut, Hoist the Flag came from last of 11 to take the lead at the top of the stretch, winning by 2.5 lengths in 1 minute 11 seconds flat. Just 12 days later, he won an allowance at Belmont as the 3-5 favorite in 1:16.2 for 6.5 furlongs, narrowly missing a track record which had stood for 30 years. Jim McCulley, writing in the New York Daily News, called him perhaps the top two-year-old colt in the land. For his third career start, Hoist the Flag would run in the 7-furlong Cowden Stakes at Belmont on October 1st. It was his first stakes start, but he was still sent to the post as the favorite. Despite lugging inward during the stretch run, a condition later diagnosed as being caused by a sore right front shin, Hoist the Flag won the race and became the first stakes winner for his sire. He also survived a claim of foul stemming from that erratic run down the stretch. Now 3-for-3 in his young lifetime, Hoist the Flag made his next start on October 10th in the $200,000 Champagne Stakes at Belmont Park, at the time the richest race of the year in New York. It was a big, bulky field of 16 juveniles. Hoist the Flag would be first across the wire, but then there would be a 16-minute inquiry by the stewards. And in front of a crowd of 40,000 onlookers, Hoist the Flag was disqualified and placed last for committing interference while trying to make a crossover move to the rail with 5 furlongs left to run. With a final record of 3 wins and 4 starts at 2 and earnings of $50,000, Hoist the Flag was named Champion Juvenile Male of 1970 by both Triangle Publications and Thoroughbred Racing Association. Some scoffed and called him a one-month wonder. All of his starts that year had come within the span of 30 days. But others said he was a deserving champion, that his class ranked him above those who had won more races or earned more money. But the story of Hoist the Flag's racing career would indeed soon come to an end. Following a 15-length romp in his three-year-old debut and a 7-length score in the Bay Shore in stakes and track record time in New York, Hoist the Flag sustained a compound fracture of the right hind leg during a workout at Belmont Park on March 31, 1971. A 6-hour surgery saved his life, but he would never race again. Considered the even-money favorite in the future books for the Kentucky Derby at the time of his injury, Hoist the Flag was retired from racing and sent to Claiborne Farm for stallion duty in Kentucky, beginning with the 1972 breeding season. He would be named leading juvenile sire of 1981, the year following his death, and he would become the leading broodmare sire of 1987. Hoist the Flag would also sire a then-record $1.6 million yearling at the Keeneland Sales, would sire a 2-time ARC winner in France, in alleged, and would become the maternal grandsire of unbeaten champion filly Personal Ensign. Trainer Sidney Waters once called Hoist the Flag the horse for which he had been hoping for 25 years, describing him as a big, powerful horse with a beautiful big stride. Cruguet emphatically stated that Hoist the Flag was the greatest horse he had ever ridden, even better than Seattle Slough. But perhaps Waters said it best. When asked if Hoist the Flag had any peculiarities, Waters replied, "Yes, he's peculiar because he is perfect." Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.